Hey, you're listening to MCR Radio with Melissa.
And Richard.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everybody.
We already have an intro.
Yes, we do, I know. But I'm just saying hello still. So we're at episode 28. This was supposed to be episode 29, but, you know, with the major pay-per-view coming up, we wanted to, switch it up a bit. And
we're in WrestleMania season.
We really are. We watched the Rumble, you know. The Rumble was good.
The Rumble was kind of eh.
I thought it was better. I thought it was better than like most pay-per-views that we've seen lately.
I don't know. I hold the Rumble to a higher standard.
Oh, of course.
And it, for me, it didn't deliver.
No way.
Nope. I mean, I explained to you before. Listen, there are moments in the Rumble where they bring back people. Even if it's just for a second, to be like, oh man, it was so nice to see that person.
Oh yeah, like that kind of aspect, I understand. But I mean, like,
That's what I look forward to every year, is who's going to make a return? Who's going to come back? Who haven't we seen for a long time?
Yeah, that's true. That is true. They did have a couple of surprises, though.
To be honest, I'd rather keep the NXT guys out of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, and now imagine...
And they should have their own Rumble.
Well, no. Look at it this way. For every guy that came in that you said, oh, who's this guy?
Yeah, because I don't watch NXT.
Now, imagine somebody who's retired that comes back.
Yeah, just for like, you know, a minute or two.
Yeah, that's it.
And then they get eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I get where you're coming from, for sure. Like, I was expecting to see Santino Marella come in as Santina.
No, he won't. Well, I mean...
I always expect it because he's done it before. I know that, you know, they're not working together, but, you know, you just expect it sometimes. Sorry, I'm like, we just ate dinner. And, like, I'm super full. It was a good dinner.
Yeah.
But, the Rumble, the only actual, like, surprise that came out was, Jordynne Grace from TNA.
Yeah. That was it.
That was it. And that was surprising to go up against Naomi.
And Naomi's return, that was kind of the only other surprise.
We've been seeing it, though. It wasn't really a surprise. We've seen on social media beforehand that she was coming back.
I don't care, just as long as fucking Mr. Ed stays away from this company.
Oh, Sasha?
Fucking horse face.
Oh, baby, I know, we're not huge fans of Sasha.
Dumpster meat.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Don't fucking play crybaby, walk away from the company. More than once, I'm like, oh, I'm going to take my ball and go home. Fuck this business.
Yeah.
Fuck you. You're a horrible fucking wrestler. Like, you're fucking trash. You're ugly as fuck.
That's not nice.
No, you know what?
Stop it. Stop it.
Hold on. There's an MC and there's an RO. You have your opinion and I have mine.
I know.
This microphone is here for me to voice my fucking opinion.
I know.
Ugly ass fucking dumpster meat can stay in fucking New Japan. Stay on the fucking plane and stay the fuck over there. I don't want to see you in this fucking business. You're fucking horrible. Your wrestling is total ass. You're garbage on the fucking mic. And click. That's every time that you show up on TV, I'm turning the fucking channel.
Wow. Damn, I didn't know Sasha made you that angry. I know
she's fucking horrible. Like, I don't know why people buy into her. I'm not yelling, I'm talking. But this is what you want. You want me to talk. I'm talking. I need to talk about this stuff.
Yeah, no, I understand. I'm just saying you're being really loud.
No, I'm not being loud. I'm just talking.
Yeah, so we don't want Sasha to come back. But yeah, there wasn't really anything too special with the Rumble, in my opinion. That Fatal 4-Way was trash.
I don't know. It's just like, it's too trash. Predictable now. Anything with Roman in it, I'm done. I'm done with it.
Yeah. Kevin Owens versus Logan Paul.
It was probably the best match on the card, to be honest.
I agree, and you can see Kevin Owens was not having it the whole time.
Yeah.
You can just see on his face, he did not want to be there. And then, as we know, who won the men's Rumble? Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes.
I'm happy with it, because initially it was supposed to be CM Punk. I want CM Punk so far from WrestleMania, put him on the same fucking boat and plane as Sasha, and get them the fuck away from this business.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go back to fucking UFC and get your fucking head kicked in, pal.
Yeah.
Garbage. Straight up ass.
I can't. So yeah, that was the Rumble. I know we didn't really talk much of it while, you know, in our last episode. So we were just trying to catch up with things. But yeah, wrestling. WWE is going to Netflix next year.
Exciting.
January 2025.
Yeah, and how much is Netflix going to charge now?
I don't know. I don't really want
to
know.
To be honest, I was kind of happy that they went with Sportsnet because I get my hockey, my dad gets his basketball and his baseball. Everything's good. Okay, I'll spend a couple extra dollars to get WWE, but you know what? Hey, I get everything included.
I think Netflix just upped their prices, so do you really think they're going to up their prices again?
Well, and I kind of like to keep Sportsnet, but...
Yeah. Well, you can. It just won't cost you as much as it does now.
No, I know.
Yeah. But hey, you know, it's pretty neat. It's, what's the word that I'm looking for? I don't even know, because they were on a streaming service before, too. They were on Peacock, right? They're on Peacock currently, so that's technically live streaming.
But with Peacock, you had, if they went back to them having their own library and their own streaming platform...
Oh, apparently the whole library is going to Netflix.
Well, they were saying that with every other time, and it never all switched over. I want to go back and watch ECW. I can't watch it.
True.
I want to go back and start watching Raw from day one. I want to watch WCW from day one. Mm-hmm. They have all this library, and it's not available.
Yeah, it's strange.
But hey, if you want to watch the last couple months of garbage fucking Raw, hey, guess what? You can watch it. You want to watch Total Divas and these bullshit reality shows? Hey, guess what? You can watch that too.
Oh, they have a new reality show.
They're fucking ass.
What was it? It was on Disney Plus, and it's Bianca Belair and Montez Ford.
I want to go back and rewatch some of the great stuff. Mm-hmm. Not.
I agree. Like, go back and watch
Total
WrestleMania
Divas.
3. Would you go back and watch WrestleMania
3? Yeah, I would. Well, no, WrestleMania 3 is available, but I'm talking...
Oh, is it?
Yes, you can go back and watch any of the WrestleManias.
Is Valentine's Day Massacre available? That's my favorite pay-per-view.
More than likely.
That was my favorite pay-per-view. I wish I still had it on VHS. I bought it at Walmart when I was a kid, and I watched that so much. It was just so good. Gold Dust versus Blue Dust. Me and my sister laughed at Blue Dust. Because we were just like, who the fuck is this guy? It looks like a joke. Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. And then, I don't know, there's just such good things. But yeah, you're right. To be able to go back and watch the whole lot, like, binge the whole library, that'd be incredible.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible. But who knows? Really, who knows? I think... So did Peacock.
Peacock had it. It was available on Peacock.
Oh, yeah? So it's just Sportsnet doesn't have it.
No, well, yeah, when they switched over, they fucked the Canadian fans.
Yeah, they did.
Bend over, take one in the ass, and, you know.
Always. Always. But, so, we have Elimination Chamber coming. It's Tuesday, February 20th. So, last night was Raw.
Yeah.
And so, as of yesterday, There's only 4 matches on the Elimination Chamber card. What the hell?
WWE needs to go back, and this is the whole, you know, Vince Russo, bro, you gotta go and do, like, bro, 2-minute matches, and you go in, and there's a winner, and there's a loser, and then you'll get, like, 18 million wrestling matches on the card, bro.
I remember when they were like that.
Do you remember when you'd have WrestleMania and you'd have, like, 30 matches on one card?
Mm-hmm. In one night.
And everybody from the roster was on the fucking bill?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Give me a 3-minute match. That's all I need.
Yeah, that's all.
I don't, really no good. Offense, I don't need a 45-minute match where I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go take a shit during your match. And if it's a real stinker, maybe I'll do it through 2 matches.
Yeah.
Because that's what you're giving me the opportunity for. And God forbid, I feel horrible for those people who were alive.
Yeah.
Like an hour, like singles match? What the fuck? Call it an Iron Man match. At least promote it that it's going to be an hour.
Yeah. Because, yeah, think about it. Like, you're waiting. You're waiting. Say you're thirsty and your drink is done. And you're just like, I'm scrunching my face like, I want to go get a drink, but when will this match end? Will I miss it? Right?
Just call it what it is. Call it a 60-minute match. This is why I like AEW. Hey, guess what? This is a singles match with a 20-minute time limit.
Mm-hmm.
Or a 10-minute time limit.
Yeah.
You know what you're getting.
So fingers crossed, hopefully by Friday, that's when SmackDown is, right? That there's more to the card.
And how do you do that?
I don't know. I really don't know. But they got to come up with something, because this is nothing. This is nothing. This is exactly like the Rumble. There was like, how many matches? Sorry, I'm flipping my pages because I have notes from the Rumble.
Right. There was the men's, women.
1, 2, 3, 4 matches at the Rumble. And the Rumble, you know, is long.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
so you expect to only have a couple matches in between.
Two-thirds of the card is the women's and men's match.
Yeah. And that's expected because there's 60 people in total coming out. But I get it. It's the Elimination Chamber takes its time too. But come on. Like, have R-Truth come out and fight somebody or something. Like, this is insane. Am I right?
Like, bring in a couple, like, derp wrestlers and, you know, even if you bring in Braun Strowman, let him, like, march around the ring. Look at me, I'm Braun.
My nippy's out.
Yeah. Oh, look, there's the guy, I'm gonna slam him. Boom.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Like, you got your, like, 2 minutes in. Great. Now bring out someone else.
Mm-hmm. So, it's in Perth, Australia. We're in Rhea Ripley country. She's going up against, she's defending her title against Nia Jax.
As much as I want to see her win, WWE has this really bad habit of they never go to this country where if that person has, like, so Kevin Owens, when he was champion, almost never came back to Canada as, like, champ.
Because he wouldn't leave.
No, but I know, but yeah. Whenever they would bring the product here, whoever's the champ dropped the fucking title.
Mm-hmm.
And years and years of this bullshit, I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't be surprised if they fucking took the strap off of Rhea Ripley in her hometown.
Yeah. I'll be honest, I can see it. Just the shadiness of it all.
It's just to fuck over the fans and have them leaving pissed off and angry.
Yeah, just to be shady, right? Yeah, I would love to see Nia Jax be champion, though. Like, that's my girl. She's my girl.
I would rather her win it at WrestleMania.
I agree, but, well, Bayley still has to make her choice.
Yeah. I mean, the writing's kind of on the wall that she is going to go up against Io Sky. There's kind of what they call dissensions in the ranks.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everyone's going to have a target on Bayley's back. And, you know, does the, as the bricks start to come loose, does the foundation start to crumble?
I think so. Just from what I've seen, she's being excluded. She's being excluded from her people, like her, from damage control, right?
I'm expecting a Bayley victory at WrestleMania.
Yeah. Will Bayley go face or stay heel?
I don't mind her as a face wrestler, just as long as she doesn't go back to Hugger Bayley.
Oh, yeah, that was, yeah. Where she was like a little Miss Mr. Man, kind of, whatever. That was her logo with her side ponytail. I don't think she's going back to that side ponytail.
No, no. Oh, fuck God, no.
Please don't.
What was the joke that I had seen?
I don't know. Is it the one you told me?
Is it acknowledge those cheeks or whatever?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh, I can't remember. I had seen something.
Oh, yeah,
really funny.
It was. She becomes head of the bloodline, acknowledge the cheeks or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I remember it. I vaguely remember it. I think you said it when we were away. But
with her big toilet.
You'll leave us big booty bitches alone. Big booty bitches, you like big booty bitches. You know?
I like big booty bitches. I don't like Sasha, because she got no booty. And she's fucking ass.
I'm not talking about Sasha.
Well, she's
ew.
Good friends with Sasha. Ew.
I know, but still. Still, though. But yeah, I think damage control is going to fall apart. I think, because you know she's going to go after her. It's set up that way. Yeah. It is absolutely set up that way. Just the way that the storyline for them is going. Like, they're excluding her. You know, they're kind of, like, it's kind of sad. It's sad to watch. Like, it's sad. But I think she's going to end up champion for sure.
And will, speaking of champions, do you think Rollins is going to walk out of WrestleMania as champion?
Ooh. Okay, so hold on. I'm not sure, because isn't he hurt?
He's hurt, but they're, so the match at Elimination Chamber, that is to determine the number one contender, mm-hmm. which, in my opinion, if you were to look at it, it's, again, kind of self-explanatory. My opinion, it's going to be LA Knight. Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of like him. I think I said that before. I do like LA Knight.
He's a modern-day Rock. This is exactly what he is.
Yeah. Or like Rock and Stone Cold mixed kind of dealio. You know, the whole hating on your boss kind of thing is starting to come back. You know, they're trying to bring back the old Attitude Era, clearly, with some storylines.
I really like LA Knight. I think that he... A lot of people saying that he's too old. But
no,
you know what?
He's been around a long time. I think he deserves it.
He's older than me.
You're not that old, though.
Well, for wrestling, yes, that is old.
Oh, really?
Yes. You look up the current roster of guys, and they're like 20s to like really early 30s max.
Really?
So when you get
but
into
why
guys
do they all
like,
look so old?
Well, it's the shit that they put their body through.
Yeah, true. Okay, so.
And I mean, just in no offense,
I
but.
I thought he was older than you. I'm like wheezing laughing. Because I thought he was like. I thought he was 40. Yeah. I literally thought he was 40.
Yeah, he's a lot older than me.
Yeah.
So why is that funny?
No, I know, but this is just like you're saying, like, I think he's older than me. And it's just like, well, yeah, I think he's 40.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong. Please don't be upset. You know what I mean? Yeah. But yeah, let's go back to the card for the Elimination Chamber.
It is Bobby Lashley, alopecia, Bobby Lashley, Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, so for the men's elimination, it's Drew McIntyre versus Randy Orton versus Bobby Lashley versus LA Knight versus Kevin Owens versus Logan Paul.
Randy.
So, it's the Fatal 4-Way match that they had, right? Minus Roman, add Bobby Lashley, and then the Kevin Owens Logan Paul.
Which that's going to be another WrestleMania match.
Oh, for sure it is.
And Kevin Owens. So I mean, right there, like that's a wash. You gotta stop yawning.
Shut up. I'm tired.
Yeah. So am I. I just ate the same meal you did.
I know. And then, so we don't know who's coming out at when, like what position anybody is. We don't know who's starting.
In my opinion, I think it's Owens is going to pin Jake Paul.
Logan Paul.
Whatever. They're the fucking Goof Brothers. The prime retard.
Shh.
What shush?
I just drank that the other day.
I don't drink it, so I can call him the prime retard.
Oh. I don't know. Some cherry when it was really good. Anyways.
Owens is going to pin... retard, and then retard is going to cost Kevin Owens, and he's going to get pinned, and it's just going to set up WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Where he takes the US strap off of Logan Paul.
Yeah. And then we got the women's elimination. So Becky Lynch versus Bianca Belair.
It's lunchtime, bitches.
Versus Liv Morgan versus Tiffany Stratton versus Naomi. Versus Raquel Rodriguez.
Is that the bitch that flexes her back?
I think so. Like, she wears those backless
I don't know. She walks in the
outfits
ring.
And she flexes her back.
Why? Like, why?
Maybe she's proud of it. Maybe she's worked out hard. I don't know. I don't... I'll be honest,
like,
I haven't.
It doesn't do anything for me. Like...
Well, just let her bless her heart.
Well, Bailey has a nice ass, and she doesn't pull down her pants. I mean, like, look at my bum. Well, she's in the ring.
Well, because big booty bitches don't need to do that.
Well, then why do you gotta show your back?
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe she thinks it's, like, super muscly and people want to look at it. Like is she a bodybuilder or something? Or one of those, like, competitors?
I'd rather watch Jade Cardgill go out and flex in the ring with someone who actually has a nice physique.
Yeah. True.
It's like that fucking goof, the competitive eater, Randy Santel, who right before he does his competitive eating...
He flexes.
He flexes. Bro, you're fat. You're like 400 fucking pounds. Like, why the fuck are you flexing? Every time he flexes, I'm like, bro, you're fat. Like, eat your meal.
I've watched his stuff. He's so boring to
watch. Bro, the only thing that's flexing is your fucking waist on your pants, bro.
Okay, chill. It's okay.
I don't know. You don't see me going around in fucking muscle-cut shirts and going flexing. No, because it's no.
Could you imagine me doing that?
I'm
going to go eat my burrito bowl. Flex.
Yeah, like, no. I'm going to get in a wrestling ring. I'm just going to show off my back.
So anyways, back to that. Based on that card.
Lunchtime.
Yeah, or Bianca.
Yeah, I think it's going to be lunchtime and Rhea at WrestleMania.
Oh, speaking of Becky Lynch. So is Rollins fighting The Rock?
No.
So then why did she say that?
I don't know, because she's fucking... She has
her daddy's going to have to fight Maui.
I don't know. Because maybe they hadn't had lunchtime yet.
No way.
No. It's lunchtime.
Oh, goodness gracious me. So.
I'm the man on lunchtime.
Oh, Lord. You're too funny today.
Funny looking.
No, you handsome man. Handsome man.
Sorry, I'm really gassy right now. I'm burping up a storm, so I'm trying not to do it in the microphone. If I do, I apologize.
Oh, like I burped on you the other day.
I call it what it is. You burped in my mouth, and I tasted it. Don't say you burped on me, because I can sit here and burp on you. If you want to go, open up your mouth. I'll burp in your mouth.
Don't.
I tasted it.
Ugh. I've had where, like, you snored in my mouth, and it was disgusting.
Oh, well.
Okay, so it was an accident. It didn't actually, like, it wasn't on purpose.
And it went in my mouth.
Put it in your mouth.
Yeah.
Your motherfucking mouth. So, who are the new catch? Pete Dunne, new catch Republic. Did they break up the brawlers?
They finally gave Pete Dunne his fucking name back.
Oh, good. Because what was he before?
I don't know.
So like, stupid.
Retard McGee.
He's a brawling brute or something like that.
Well, there was Dumbfuck McGee, there was Retard McGee and Sheamus.
Yeah, that didn't make sense at all.
Fella.
That did not make sense. So is Sheamus like a wrestler on his own now? Is he a solo wrestler? Or is he gone? Like,
I don't know.
Maybe he's on vacation.
Maybe.
So we got Finn Balor and Damian Priest of the Judgment Day versus New Catch Republic, Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate. So does that... So...
I don't know. I think that whoever the Judgment Day is wrestling, if they lose their title, that means that, in my opinion, they may even do it over 2 days. I think maybe night one...
Hold on. For Elimination Chamber?
No. For WrestleMania.
Oh,
so in that match, if Judgment Day loses their titles,
because
they're going in as champ.
Oh, are they?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
If they lose that tag titles, I have a feeling it's going to be Damian Priest, cashes in night one, and slowly the Judgment Day is going to start falling apart. And I think it's going to start with Finn Balor going after Damian Priest.
That does make sense. That makes big sense.
Big brain move.
Yeah.
WWE, call me. I'll book all your shit, and it'll be really fucking good.
Yeah. Give us a call. Or actually, give Richard a call. Not Melissa.
Give me a call. I'll book up all your stuff nice, and everybody will be happy.
So, let's go to that press conference.
Okay.
The ending of it.
Yeah.
So, you know how The Rock had his family tree, right?
Yeah.
And they've never actually put in Nia, or I'm pretty sure it was Tamina in it. I think she was.
I'll be honest, I really didn't look
I don't know, it. But I've never seen them, like, actually say, oh yeah, Nia's, Jax is my cousin, blah, blah, blah. Do you think that during the Nia Jax versus Rhea Ripley... Do you think that they are going to help her win?
No.
You don't think so? Bring up their numbers so that Roman versus Cody, they...
Not at all.
There's some leverage.
I think they're going to keep... I don't know. There's something about men interfering in the women's matches. It just doesn't happen.
But I don't mean... So I mean as like a distraction kind of thing.
No, I understand. And I just don't see it happening.
No way?
No.
Because I figured, with the whole thing with the bloodline and their family. Cody technically doesn't have anybody that's family in the WWE. So, as we've talked about this before, where you're predicting that Dustin's going to come back.
Yeah.
Potentially Brandy come in. So that's what I'm saying. Like, they have a female to go against a female right there if that's the story.
Yeah.
Right? So that's why I mentioned that. What time is this pay-per-view on at?
It's first thing in the morning. I gotta work and then watch it when I'm done.
Like 5 a.m. or something, I'm hearing?
I don't know. I'm thinking about maybe just calling in sick that day so I can watch it. Wait, I don't tell this playlist where I work.
I know, that's true. That is true.
I'll take a Saturday off. I don't care.
I had a feeling you were going to say that.
Yo, I don't care. Shit.
Shit.
mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yo, we seen a t-shirt shop the other day, and we walked past it, and I almost bought a t-shirt that says that name, I'm not going to say the name, and then is an asshole. I was going to have a custom shirt done. Wear it into work, and then when said manager said, hey, why you think I'm an asshole, I'd be like, no, I have a friend of mine that has the same name, and he's an asshole.
Yeah, you just be conceited.
Maybe it could be you too. I don't know.
That would be too funny, eh? Fuck, that would be so funny.
You got a lot of editing to do. I'm sorry. I keep saying shit that.
I might just leave it in. I don't know. Nah, I don't know. I probably do have a lot of editing to do. I always do. So. Well, that's not actually, I have to listen for what I have to edit.
Yeah, well, I don't apologize for what I say. Fuck it.
No. So. Shit, I just hit my mic. So, are the Usos, like, Usas again?
No, they're not. They are, like, hating each other still. But this is what they've done so well, and I commend them, and I called this, like, a long time ago. Long time. Okay?
Okay.
You leave the Usos and the Bloodline so far away from each other, right up until WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only time where it makes sense is as it gets closer and closer to WrestleMania, whether it be... whether it be Jay or whether it be Cody, now you have interest in why is Jimmy costing Jay matches again? Why is he interfering when for months they've been so far apart from each other?
Mm-hmm. Where Jay's been on his own.
Yep.
And doing fantastic, by the way.
Yeet.
Doing fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. But
no DUIs.
I don't, like, in the ring, I feel like he's doing a lot better without his brother.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've said this in a previous episode, can they only work together? Is that the only way that they work? Is
no,
together?
Yeah, I mean, he's proven that wrong.
Yeah, he has. I agree. I wholeheartedly agree. He's doing phenomenally.
But I mean, even this Monday, this past Monday, it was Jay versus Walter. Okay, he's still Walter to me. I don't care.
Gunther.
No, he's still Walter.
Gunther.
Gunther. That.
Gunther.
That name, it needs to be changed so fucking bad. It was Gunther Stark, who was an SS.
No, that's bad.
Yes. That, put him back as Walter.
Yeah, put him back as Walter. But right as of right now, he's Gunther.
Okay, he's still Walter to me.
Just I like, miss him as
just,
Walter.
Just like retardville guy was... he's still Pete Dunne to me.
Yeah, yeah. He was always Pete Dunne.
But he was about to pin... Jay was about to pin Walter for the Intercontinental title.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy jumped over the barricade by ringside and grabbed the hammer and started ringing the bell and costed him the match.
Oh, shit.
Walter ended up picking up the victory to retain. But, I mean, this is ultimately what it comes down to is what help will Cody now have at WrestleMania?
It's true.
Will the biggest swerve of them all, are they just trying to get that distraction to get his attention right now, like Jay, to get his attention to say, hey, listen, come back and join us?
It makes a lot of sense.
You know, is it the end game? Jay returns back to the bloodline. Does he look like he's going to help Cody and bam, kick him in the pills and swerve the fans?
Oh, like with Sami Zayn kind of thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. But I'll be honest, I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. Because now that The Rock's back, he's the tribal chief. He called himself the tribal chief.
Mm-hmm.
He's taken that from Roman. As tribal chief. So he's technically head of the table, right?
Yeah.
And the Roman's been bumped down. Do you think now with, like, do you think The Rock is going to go against Roman at some point?
To hold
that title?
No, it won't be for the title. It'll be one of the next pay-per-views following WrestleMania. If he loses his title at WrestleMania, The Rock will come out and say, look at you, you're not fit to be head of the table, blah, 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 and I'm going to be the best Samoan guy around.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'll be honest, I can kind of see it. I think it would be really funny.
Yeah.
But I hope Roman loses at WrestleMania. I really do.
He's gonna fail.
I'm sick of his.
He's gonna fail at WrestleMania. And you know what else? I wouldn't be surprised if it fails. Punch. Is if The Rock failed as his wellness policy test, because you know there's no way that man's not on juice.
Do they have a wellness policy for roids?
Yes.
Well, the previous owner.
It's still in place. That one. That it? Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. That one.
He used to pump roids into people.
Yeah. But that was part of the running joke. Was CM Punk used to say all the time, in interviews or not interviews but like promos. He used to go to Triple H and been like, is Dwayne being tested? Is this guy being tested?
Really? Oh, he's a shit disturber.
But in a way, he was right.
Yeah, I agree on. Should be a fair playing field, right?
Yeah.
Get Walter in on some of that juice.
Yeah. No, Walter looks fantastic now. I don't know. Well, get him some food. He's too skinny. He's like that NBA player we seen the other day. Where he's just like skinny and lanky now. And it's like, he looked better when he was a little bit more beefed.
Mm-hmm.
Now that he's like lean, I'm like, ugh. Why?
I don't know. Maybe he did keto.
No, that's WWE being WWE. They're like, oh, you could lose a couple pounds.
What would he lose? Like 200 pounds?
I don't know. More than what he probably should have. He used to look really intimidating. Now he's like one of those like skinny fat people.
His jacket is way too big.
Yeah, he's like one of them skinny fat people. You know exactly what I'm talking about too.
Mm-hmm. I do.
And he's like, you don't really look muscular, but you still look kind of fat.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
At least when he was chunky, he looked built.
Yeah. No, he did.
Now you just look skinny fat. I don't mean to fat shame people because I'm fat.
We're not fat shaming.
I'm just telling you, bro, you need to eat.
Come, we'll make you some pasta and pizza.
I'll be your dietitian for a little bit, bro. I'll fix you up nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. I don't really know much about, like, how this pay-per-view is going to go.
I don't know. Like I said,
it's not self-explanatory. I'm sorry. Like, generally, you can see what's going to happen.
Oh, in my opinion, it's going to be LA Knight all the way.
Yeah?
Yeah.
LA Knight?
Yeah. Well, in my opinion, Randy's too fucking old, and he's headlined how many WrestleManias? And same thing with McIntyre. How many pay-per-views in a row, or how many WrestleManias in a row, excuse me, is this guy going to fucking headline in a row? The only logical explanation of who's going to win is LA Knight. He's the hottest guy on the roster right now.
Okay, yeah, I can see that. I really can. So the girls, you're saying Becky Lynch?
Yeah.
Where's Piper? That's my other girl. Why isn't she in it?
Thick thighs save lives when she bent over.
Whatever. Leave us big booty bitches alone. I like her. She's most relatable to me. So, you know, give her a chance. You know? Give us big booty bitches a chance. Big booty bitches. Big booty bitches.
Yo, did you ever see the one with Nia Jax where she fell on the ring apron and she was like, my hole, and was like grabbing at her ass?
No.
Oh, fucking hilarious.
Was she hurt her butthole?
Yeah, she like slammed her butt on the apron.
Ouch.
And she literally screamed and she was like, my hole. If I played it for you, you'd fucking die.
Yeah, probably.
And she's been asked about it in interviews, and she's like, it just kind of, like, I don't know. She's like,
Maybe she broke her butthole. I think we've all been in that situation where we've almost broke our buttholes.
I don't know.
So, yeah. So I think we spoke about this in the last episode. We went and seen The Iron Claw. It was such a great movie.
I don't know if it has any, like, Oscar nominations, or it should have like as many awards as you can give it, because as a wrestling fan, I can tell you it's probably one, if not one of the best wrestling docus out there.
It is like the best biopic kind of thing.
Yes,
and I think the cast was perfect, because after we had seen it, I watched the episode of Dark Side of the Ring about the Von Erich brothers.
Yeah.
And that's a perfect cast. They couldn't have picked anybody else.
The guy that played Fitz is actually kind of scary how close he looks to the father.
Yes, yes. And the guy who played David, identical. Absolutely identical. Carrie. So I don't know. Was Carrie short in real life compared to the actor that played Jeremy Allen White?
I can't remember.
No, right? But face-wise, hair-wise, bang on. Amazing. Those guys did great. They change their bodies for it. It's such a sad story. Their curse. But you know what? I think we talked about it. I
fucking bawled my eyes through that movie.
Same. Exact same. I honestly, like, cried every single time. And I would love to watch it again. I can't wait for it to come out on, like, Netflix or Crave or Prime or something. You know?
Yana.
It was so good. Like, I can't even describe it because their story is so out there. If you're a wrestling fan, you basically know. Except if you're me.
If you're a casual wrestling fan who wants to know more, I would look up this movie. And I would look up the story on the Von Erich brothers. And the Von Erich family.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know. Like, they had good luck, but then they also had really shitty luck.
Yeah.
And there was... So, the movie, they only showed four brothers. Wasn't there six? Yeah. MJF was supposed to have a part, and because it was too sad.
They were told almost immediately that there was going to be too much death for one movie.
Mm-hmm.
And they just couldn't do it.
Like, too much tragic.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. It's a lot. It's a lot to kind of wrap your head around in what, a two-hour movie?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, imagine Game of Thrones, but condense everything down into 2 hours.
You know how much easier Game of Thrones would be to watch? If it was condensed down into 2 hours?
It'd just be wieners and death.
Literally.
Yeah, it'd be like, hey, look at me. Hey, look at me.
And then a few dragons here and there, right?
Rawr, rawr. I'm Khaleesi. I'm this person.
Who's that little boy? That shitty little boy? Jeffrey? Is that his name?
Joffrey.
Cockahead. But yeah. Elimination Chamber's coming.
WrestleMania's coming.
I can't wait for WrestleMania. I always love WrestleMania weekend.
I'm probably going to get hammered like I normally do at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you remember the time? I can't remember. Was it Rumble? And I bought a case of beer. And you were like, why are you buying a whole case? I'm like, because I'm going to drink it. And then...
out of 24, I think there was what, like 5 left?
No, there was none left. I finished pouring the last one in my mug. Because I was using beer pitcher as a mug.
Yes, you were. Yeah, I remember that now.
And you looked at me and you were like, hey.
You're pouring 2 beers into 1 pitcher.
Yeah. And you looked at me and were like, hey, can I have one of those beers? And I kicked the case at you and you're like, you don't have to kick it at me. And I looked at you, I'm like, well, open it and look. And you looked at me and were like, what the fuck? These are all empty. And I looked at you and I went, uh-huh. And then you looked at me again and were like, did you drink all these? I looked at you and went, uh-huh.
Uh-huh. You remember that one year you bought a keg from Cool?
Yeah.
That was neat, too. Oh, we should do that. Get a keg of Stonewall.
No, for 2 people, it makes no sense.
Yeah, true.
Because
I might only have 1 drink.
Yeah, exactly. Then what? I'm stuck drinking...
Yeah, it's the same as a case.
Wait, 8 liters of beer?
Yeah, you got this. Nora, are you going to drink that new whiskey you got?
Yes, but it's not for this episode.
Not for this episode, but he got a new whiskey. We're going to tell you all about it in the next episode. So, now we're talking about the next episode. Let's wrap things up.
Wrap this one up.
Yes.
Like a used condom and toss her aside.
Blech. Yuck. Alrighty. Well, thank you for listening. This was episode 28, and it was basically an all
wrestling. 28 or 29?
No, this is 28.
Okay.
This was basically another all wrestling episode, so this is like number 6, 5 or 6 all wrestling episode. Something like that.
You'll get our reaction. I don't even know if we have enough material for Elimination Chamber.
We like, might.
Reaction. I don't know.
I
may just record us talking.
Yeah, this is probably what we're going to do. We're not going to do video, but we'll probably do this. And you'll get how we actually are during a pay-per-view.
Yeah,
right?
Us eating and taking a nap.
Yeah, falling asleep, because we always do.
Oh, this is so boring.
Yeah. All right.
2.5 hours of snoring and waking up, and I'm like, is it over yet? Okay, good night.
Actually. Alrighty, well, thank you for listening, and...
Take care, brush your hair.
Take care, brush your hair. Bye.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.